35-year-old Rosalinda Ainza was convicted of theft last November for stealing approximately $28,000 from her former employer. From December of 2014 until June of 2015, Ainza worked as a property manager for Coldwell Banker Race Realty.
I know that my apologies to Race Realty won't ever undo my actions. But I need you to know that I'm deeply sorry for my actions and also the damage that I've caused.
The stolen money was part of the firm's property management trust account that was used to deposit tenants' rent money and then pay out property management expenses. Ainza also spent money from the account for clothes, trips down south, and tickets to the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, among some of the items. During the sentencing hearing January 25th, Superior Court Judge Luis Menendez said he was skeptical that Ainza was truly remorseful for her actions.
I am not totally convinced that you understand the dynamics of what you did. You stole from people who trusted you. You stole from your friends. You stole a lot of money. And I do believe, in fact, what happened in that event, it was one thing after the other, and you just got out of control.
Judge Menendez sentenced Ainza to 90 days in jail and 5 years on probation. Ainza must make restitution to Coldwell Banker Race Realty and perform 100 hours of community work service. With what he said was great hesitation, Judge Menendez imposed a suspended imposition of sentence, or SIS, that is different from a normal conviction of record. If Ainza successfully completes her 5-year probation, then the conviction will be removed from her publicly viewable record, like on CourtView, but it's still part of her criminal history. Ainza's PFDs will be garnished. She must get permission from her probation officer before working in jobs that require handling of checks, credit cards, or cash. She must also notify all future employers of her theft conviction. Assistant District Attorney Amy Page recalled her own experience in Juneau, renting for $2,100 a month for nearly 2 decades.
If I had found out that the person I was giving my rent check to every month was putting that in their personal account, I would be nothing short of offended and horrified, because you work so hard. The housing is the number one expense in the community of Juneau. Housing is so expensive in this town that it is cost prohibitive, and people move because they can't afford to rent in this town.
Page said it was hard to believe anything that Ainza had to say. She noted that Ainza wasn't remorseful at trial and instead laid blame at her employer. Page called for a tougher sentence. Mike Race of Coldwell Banker Race Realty said Ainza likely committed over 27 instances of theft. Race said Ainza's case is now a lesson, part of the continuing education for professional licensing of Alaska realtors.
This will be referred to, and its consequences will go before all of the licensees, approximately 2,000 in the state, as what will happen if you violate the public trust that we, as professionals, have sworn to uphold.
Ray said Ainza's theft 3 years ago still affects him personally and professionally, as longtime clients have left. Defense attorney Nicholas Pulaski asked for a delay in when Ainza could report to jail so that he could submit an application for electronic monitoring. Ainza would wear an electronic ankle bracelet in which she could serve her sentence outside of jail, but her freedoms and movements would still be monitored and restricted. Since sentencing on January 25th, Pulaski filed several motions asking for a delay in Ainza's reporting date so that she could complete classes at University of Alaska Southeast this semester. But she elected to withdraw January 26th, the last day that she could do so without paying full tuition costs and spending grants and scholarships. Pulaski said Ainza reported to Lemon Creek Correctional Center on Friday, February 2nd. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.